Cumulus station. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He's sitting there beating them off and then...
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Now, why would he do the cops a favor like that?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No,
He's fighting.
He's punching them to...
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
To try to get them off of him.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Brakes presents the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Perhaps we'll take your phone call. Or maybe we'll just vote amongst ourselves this week. Candidate number one comes to us from the world of television. Whatever they're calling that thing, the Extended Today Show with Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda. Talking to the great Martin Short, and Kathy Lee Gifford thought she'd talk to Martin Short about his beautiful wife, Nancy, who unfortunately passed away 2 years ago.
No, they're all geniuses, my children.
Wow. Yes.
Including baby.
And he and Nancy have gotten one of the greatest marriages of anybody in show business. How many years now for you guys?
We married 36 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're still, like, in love.
Madly in love. Madly in love.
Why?
Cute. I'm cute.
Yes, that is true.
And you make each other laugh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of making each other laugh, you have a little something
just
in that.
So painful to listen to.
And the apology.
Hey, guys, before we go on, Martin just told me as he was leaving, he said, Kathy, you probably didn't know, but his beautiful, precious wife, Nancy, did pass away a year and a half ago of ovarian cancer. And I feel so badly, but he said, Kathy, he said, at her funeral, Mike Nichols said, just keep the conversation going. And the way he was speaking of her.
Well, he said he had one of the great marriages, and at the end he told you,
I still do. Yeah,
I still do.
So my apologies to him and his family for not realizing that, but he's one of the greatest guys.
Well, next time, don't tell us that you have such an insight on their marriage. And you guys have just an amazing marriage. What the heck?
It could not have been handled any better than the way Martin Short handled
it.
No, he was great.
He's so great.
And so those girls do 1 hour together, right? And it's like that the whole time, just it's Gabby, horrible. Gabby.
Talking over each other and getting drunk.
And apparently not researching.
Right? Not a lot of research on that show.
But you know what? It probably gets good ratings. It's probably train wrecky enough that it gets good ratings.
Yeah. Hoda. What kind of name is Hoda?
I don't know, Hoda.
Isn't that a home theater place?
That's Modia.
Modia.
No.
Not really close. Mm. But Kathy Lee Gifford is up for an e-brake. And so is a young woman by the name of Sasha Andrade. You familiar with her?
Okay, Sasha.
No.
She is with News 10 in Miami. Now, she's going to break down the Eastern Conference Finals for you, who the Heat may play next between Philadelphia and Boston.
I'm out of talk sports. You got your big ESPN Sports Center voice on?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, the big question today for the Miami Heat is who will they be playing next?
On the heels of a great win, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and the rest of the team will be back at practice today. And hopefully the team can keep up with the positive momentum when they start the Eastern Conference Finals on Monday. They could play either the Boston Celtics or the Philadelphia 69ers, depending on who wins tonight.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. The Freudian slip that is.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, so did somebody, as a joke, type that into the teleprompter, or did she really think that was their nickname?
It's got to be a teleprompter joke, right?
Or did she write her own sports?
That's a funny teleprompter joke, you know, because you're expecting whoever's going to see it is going to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say it correctly on the air, but then they'll get a private chuckle out of seeing Philadelphia 69ers up on the...
I'm on Burgundy?
All right, one more time just for laughs.
I'm out of talk sports. You got your big ESPN Sports Center voice on?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
All right, well, the big question today for the Miami Heat is who will they be playing next?
On the heels of a great win, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and the rest of the team will be back at practice today. And hopefully the team can keep up with the positive momentum when they start the Eastern Conference Finals on Monday. They could play either the Boston Celtics or the Philadelphia 69ers, depending on who wins tonight.
God. Mm. I think she wrote that because the phrase keep up with the positive momentum sounds like something that Sasha Andre would write. So that puts her up for an e-break. And we know we've had some technical issues here on the station for the last couple of months, and we would like to thank the P1s fighting through it with us. We're going through some growing pains right now. Just hang in there with us. We'll get it straightened out. Maybe the most frustrating moment yet happened on the Hardline last Friday. It wasn't funny, the fact that they got knocked off the air for 2 hours, but there were some funny moments within that two-hour period of time, and including this one when we thought we had him back from the remote location in Fort Worth, and Danny was so glad to throw it back to him, but could you believe it? We had more technical problems?
Well, I was into the station early to work on the show, Cowboys, had inadvertently left the Mitchell Report.
All right, I hate to bail out of Norm getting pranked about the Mitchell Report, but good God, can you believe it? From Jimmy's in Fort Worth, I give you Corby and Mike, the Hardline.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Yay!
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 All right. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, we got you. You got us?
We had you, and now you sound really tiny. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. It's 524. Let's take a quick break, and I promise you. Dude.
Okay, I'll tell you what. When we come back, let's just do E-News.
We can't hear you. So when we come back, let's try to hear you first, and then hopefully we'll be able to do entertainment news for you here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. God, kill me now.
Hey, everybody.
I think it sounded pretty good.
You think that remote transmission sounded pretty good there from Fort Worth?
Well, for the first time in the past 3 months, we weren't overmodulated.
Very true. There's line of the week right there.
Oh,
yeah, set off all the alarms you want. All right, so those are your three candidates, Kathy Lee Gifford, Sasha Andrade, and I guess Ticket Engineering is what we put down for an E-break candidate. It is now.
Okay.
Those are your three candidates at 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Sweet hard line is Strap-On Georgie. Love you.
Strap-On Georgie? What is that?
Stupid name he just made up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Keystone. Shut your can hole and give me a vote for Danny.
Okay.
Who do you vote for?
I think he said Danny there at the end. That's not really on Danny, but we'll register it for a hardline vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal Slice Barnborn.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Philadelphia Toucan Chews.
Okay.
Just
all right. Easy. Easy there. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The Restless Badger likes to 69.
Okay. I understand that.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Coming up after the break on the Today Show, Kathy Lee will talk to Kurt Cobain and figure out why Nirvana hasn't released an album. Plus, we'll hear from Natalie Wood on swimming tips and the importance of physical fitness.
Okay. All right. There's a yellow flag on the ground right now.
You've been red carded. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I was born in 1969.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Boar's Head Turkey and a 69.
Is that George Zimmer?
Does he do Boar's Head Turkey spots?
I think so.
Boar's Head Turkey.
That's why it's so confusing to me.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly for the Hardline and the Victory Park Ball Droppers.
If we do like a charity softball game, yeah, that's our new team name. We're the Victory Park Ball Droppers.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The 69ing lady, because it's women talking about sports.
Okay, well, we have a winner.
Talk
winner
to you.
Chicken dinner. Sasha Andrade is your winner of the emergency break of the week. She of Miami 10.
Time out to talk sports. You got your big ESPN Sports Center voice on?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, the big question today for the Miami Heat is who will they be playing next?
On the heels of a great win, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and the rest of the team will be back at practice today. And hopefully the team can keep up with the positive momentum when they start the Eastern Conference Finals on Monday. They could play either the Boston Celtics or the Philadelphia 69ers, depending on who wins tonight.
And they never corrected that, or no one ever said anything about it?
I guess they just went on. I don't know if they did a Kathy Lee Gifford apology when they came out of a commercial or not.
Did Martin Short go in and tell them right afterwards that it's a Philadelphia 76ers?
It's the 76ers, okay? They've been that way for a long time.
I know you're just trying to keep the conversation going, but...
Why did they ask her at the beginning if she had her big ESPN voice on?
I don't know.
It's her first TV venture people? At sports or something?
Yeah. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Wouldn't surprise on that, huh?
Breastfeeding military moms. Mm.
How does that do for Sasha Andre, her first win?
That is her first win. She ties Joe Biden and the violent P1.
Okay. Way to go, Sasha. Way to go.
Now Dr. Salmon is gone.
No, hold on.
8:11 here on Sports Radio.